Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on the Laser as Galesburg ready to do battle with Blue Island Eisenhower, the Cardinals, with a record of 5-8. Over on WGIL, Galesburg girls hanging in there against Morton, down 6 late in the third quarter at 33-27. And we'll be trying to keep you updated on that game going on throughout our broadcast here of the boys. Galesburg's starting lineup getting ready to be announced now. It's Devin Ross, the 6-foot sophomore, along with Ethan Meeker, the 6'1 sophomore in the backcourt. Denzel Jones, a 5'11 senior. Tyson Parks, the 6-foot senior. Two seniors, two sophomores. And junior Grant Gibson at 6'2, who needs 7 points in this game to pass Elmer Dickerson for third place on the all-time scoring list. And he needs 63 to move past Byron Theory for second. Who knows, Jim, the way this game is played, he might get that today, for all we know.
Well, you really never know, because at halftime last night, it'd have been pretty hard to sell us on the fact that he wasn't going to pass him last night, because he had 26 in the first half. I thought, well, there's no way they'll hold him down to 7 or 8 points in the second half. Well, they'll have one. So you just never know with this crazy game.
A few changes to the starting lineup from what Mike Curta told you, Jim. It'll be Romy Cook, a 6'2 junior. Robert McCoy, a 6'5 junior. Jordan Pearson, a 6-foot junior. Vinny Curta, a 6'4 junior, and Lionel Webb, a 6'3 junior. So 5 juniors in the Cardinals' starting lineup. And, of course, this is game 20 for the Silver Streaks. A big junior addition to the Silver Streaks lineup will come back in later tonight in the second game against Warren High School. But and you can't tell me that Joe Williams isn't chomping at the bit to get onto the floor. But one game to play before then, and that's a tough one against Blue Island Eisenhower. It'll be an up-and-down game, most likely. Cardinals win the tip. Romy Cook on the left side, into the corner. A drive underneath the basket, dishing it out right side to Vinny Curta, the coach's son. Fires a three and hits. On the board of the Cardinals in the early going, 3-0. And there will be a lot of those fired up here in this game today. They put on the full-court press. You heard Jim mention they run the system. Here's a break. 2-on-1. Cardinals get back defensively. Denzel drives, dishes. Gibson on the run. High arching shot off the glass won't go. Rebound by Devin Ross. Pump fakes twice. Puts it up. That goes off the rim. Chase down. Ross deflects it into the backcourt to Denzel. No look pass. Fires it over to Tyson. Low blocks up and in.
Well, that's the kind of opportunities that you get when you take on Eisenhower. You've got a lot of chances to score, but you've got to take good care of the ball and defend.
Quickly down the other direction, knocked out of bounds on a big rejection. Curta going to the basket, and 56 seconds into the game, it's a line change for the Cardinals, 5 in, 5 out.
Speaking of defend, Tyson Parks come over. He blocked that off the wall.
About took the referee's head off.
Yeah, several feet above the referee over there. Tyson getting the basket on this end, and then the swat on the other end.
Kalen Hawkins, a 6'3 junior, will inbound, lobs it out high and into the backcourt, but not an over and back violation. Calviante Washington drives to the free throw line, cut off by Ross. Left side it goes over to Leal Williams. He knocks down the three, and it's 6-2 Blue Island in the early going.
If we shoot like that, we're going to have our hands full this morning.
Gibson with a lob into the front court, chased down by Parks on the baseline. Skips it out to Ethan Meeker. Over to Ross to the left wing, bounces it into the Gibson corner. Quick shot up. Off the mark, under the rim it went, saved in the corner by Ethan Meeker, scramble on the floor, Parks picks it up, gets it to Ethan, steps in the lane, knocked out of his hands as he tries to penetrate. Into the front court, Washington down the line, Devin Ross gets back defensively with the steal, he'll push it into the front court, Gibson drives in with a layup.
This game is going to be a test of our endurance. We're in pretty good shape, but again, anytime you play against a team with the system, they're running in fresh guys all the time, and so it's a workout, and we'll have to go a little deeper on our bench maybe than we have in the last couple of games.
into the left corner to Justin Longoria. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it over to Washington on the left side. Up top, quick three by Williams. That one's way off the mark. Knocked out of bounds, and it was not deflected. It was just a complete miss by Williams. And the Streaks get it back, trailing 6-4.
You know, you did some homework on these guys, and they've lost some games by big scores, but they've also they handed Bremen a loss and scored 102 points when Bremen hadn't lost. They were 4-0 at the time. So these guys are capable. You got to be careful.
Gibson drives in the lane, gets his own putback after the shot comes up just a little bit short off the front of the rim. He's fouled on the putback. 6-4, Eisenhower. We've got 5:48 to go here in the first quarter. Substitutions back in for Eisenhower, primarily the starting five back in. Gibson to the free throw line. 9 of 11 at the line last night in the loss to Rock Island. He misses the first one here.
Eisenhower had to fight a little snow coming down here. They got here toward the end of the third quarter of the game before. They were scrambling a bit. No going back to the locker room to talk to Coach Curtis. Grant misses the free throw. Several of them had to run back to the bus to get their uniform after they got in the locker room. And it was kind of crazy putting the team together, but they're good to go.
Bad pass in the lane as they drove baseline into the hands of Denzel Jones. Fakes the pass, puts up the shot off the back of the rim. Gibson with the rebound and the putback, but he's fouled on the floor before he moves to the basket. So a bit of a scoring lull here. Lots of offensive rebounds in the early going for Galesburg. That's keeping him in this game. Down 6-4 with 5:31 to go in the first half. The foul on Vinny Curtis, second team foul on the Cardinals.
Joe Williams probably wishing this was the game he came back, because
yeah.
You could really get comfortable and loosened up getting up and down in this one. The one who'll come back to tonight will be a lot better defensive team we play in Gurney Warren.
And a little more deliberate as well,
I would guess.
Ethan drives the lane, dishes to Jones, out to Grant Gibson. Open three, off the rim, rebound Tyson Parks up. That one is good.
Well, Tyson's answered the bell twice, two of our three baskets, and a steal.
Third turnover on the Cardinals. Two on one. Ethan, no look to Tyson with a two-handed dunk. Nifty little assist by Ethan Meeker. It's 8-6 Galesburg on top. And another turnover in the backcourt.
Well,
the Streaks are going to get it right back.
Eisenhower crossing the line there when there was nobody really back there causing them any problem on defense. So Tyson showing those springs. He didn't have a running start at the basket. That was just 2 feet straight up and straight down on the flush.
So the Streaks get it under their own basket on a little 6-0 run. 5:07 to go here in the opening quarter, leading 8-6. Gibson baseline. Up top to Ross, right back to Grant at the high post. Inside the free throw line, down the left side of the lane. Forces up a shot and a foul on the floor. We'll put Grant back at the line for two free throws.
Silver Streaks for, what, the third or fourth time wearing their new gray uniforms trimmed in gold and black.
First foul of the game. Nope, sorry, line change. Free throw by Gibson up and 0-for-3 now. I can tell by the reaction as he used the body language to lean toward the rim and then stepped over the line that he had a pretty good idea that wasn't going to go in. Just over 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Second free throw is good. He finally knocks one down. Three in the game for Grant. The Galesburg lead is 3-9-6. Calvianti Washington in the backcourt draws a double-team trap just across midcourt. Gets the pass away to Leal Williams. Now over to Curta on the left side. He'll bring it back out. A little bit of deliberate patience. He tried to drive into traffic. Three Silver Streaks there. Poke it away, but picked up off the floor by Williams. Gets it right side. Fake three by Washington. Drives into the right corner it goes. That three-pointer is off the mark. And the rebound onto the weak side by Kalen Hawkins. Curta drives. Gets it right back to Hawkins. It's up and in. Cuts the Galesburg lead to one now at 9-8.
The system predicated on shooting three-pointers, but they'll also take an easy two if you give it to them, and they did right there.
Ross pressured in the backcourt, dribbling away from the pressure, gets it over to Grant Gibson. He draws three defenders, makes a bad pass into the front court. Curta with the steal to the top of the circle and passes it left side on the no-look to nobody. Romy Cook was in the vicinity, but Curta, not looking directly at him, tried to get a little fancy with the pass and scooped it over off the mark right into the Galesburg bench.
You know, Mike Curtis said that this afternoon between games they're gonna watch, I assume, on film, Grinnell playing Lawrence, and you're thinking, well, who cares? Well, Grinnell runs the system, and so he likes to have those guys watch just how they do it so well.
Tyson Parks with a good feed from the outside by Gibson down low, but he couldn't miss the bunny down on the low blocks, and here comes Blue Island with the chance to regain the lead. Down one here, under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball deflected by Ethan Meeker into the backcourt and out the sideline, and Blue Island will inbound it.
And, of course, Mike Curtis' oldest son also attends Grinnell and plays there, so there's another tie.
We saw him a couple of years ago up there, I believe, when we went up there. It's when he was still playing.
Yeah, the school's in a tough neighborhood, but it's a very nice gymnasium athletic complex up there. We were very pleasantly surprised when we went up there for the first time.
Might have heard the whistle. Ethan Meeker got the leg up with a kick. So Blue Island inbounds against the Galesburg 1-3-1 zone here. Pass to the left side it goes to Lorenzo Smith. But top of the circle, Lael Williams misses a three. And the rebound, Denzel Jones. Now the ball poked away. Chases it down into the backcourt and gets fouled as Lael Williams came from the front court to try to get the steal. And that's his first. Tough rebound by Denzel in traffic. He's got a couple good strong boards in this game.
Now, this is a game, too, that I would think would really favor Denzel because he's so athletic and can do a lot of things. And he got bogged up a little last night against Rock Island.
Pressure out high. Now into the left corner. Meeker for three. Squared up nicely, but comes up short. Calviante Washington with the rebound for the Cardinals, and he leads the break into the front court. Sidesteps a man. Now weaves his way into the lane. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Williams. Left corner it goes, and a three is good by Washington. It's now 11-8. Blue Island back on top. 11-9. 2-point Cardinals lead. Gibson in the backcourt. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ross with it now. Drives inside. The running one-handed floater gets down from about 8 feet away, and that ties the game at 11. First basket of the game for Ross.
Makes that look so easy. That's a tough shot.
Washington into the front court. Williams on the outside. The 1-3-1 zone comes over into Washington's face. He misses the three. Down low. Parks with the rebound. Then has it taken away from the backside by Lorenzo Smith. Drives. They swing it over to the left side. Williams with a fake. Top of the circle. Washington again. That one's off the mark. Rebound batted around. Right back to Washington. Another three, and he got that one.
Having our fair share of trouble with these guys right now.
3-point Cardinals lead. Denzel into the front court. Cut off there, backs up, gets it to Gibson. Down the lane, puts it up with the right hand, too strong off the glass. Rebound tipped by Parks, gets his own, and now fouled coming in from the underneath the basket will be against Washington. And the Cardinals pick up 5 team fouls, none for the Silver Streaks with 2:08 to go in the first quarter.
You know, the contrast between the game before this one and now is so stark because we were sitting down there with coaches Reynolds and Cheeseman, and they were mentioning Dunlap was playing Maine South. Dunlap was behind by about 8 points, and he said, you know, it seems like 20 points when you're playing Maine South because they're just so tough on defense. This one, you know, you get down 6 points, and you could be up 6 points again a minute later.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it's just the way this thing is played and the different style.
Tyson misses the first, makes the second free throw. It's 14-12. Galesburg down two. Parks with 7 in the quarter. He's coming off his career high Monday against Dunlap, which was 14. So a 2:08 to go in the first quarter. Tyson's already halfway to his career high offensively, but he's on the bench right now with Eric Thompson in. Logan Davis also in for the Silver Streaks. Romy Cook on the right side, guarded by Meeker, skips it back out. They swing it around left side to Curta. Drives inside, gives it right back to Cook, stepping left. Fakes the three, kicks it over. Curta from the right wing, short. Rebound, steps in front of Meeker, gets it back. Drives, dishes under the basket. A miss, another one by Blue Island, and Meeker comes out with it. Down along the baseline, up court to Denzel. Drives in, has it stolen away. Curta reaches in, strips it away. 2-on-1 break at the other end. Curta all the way.
The
little
block.
Contact and an offensive foul called as he leans up over the top of Meeker, who looked like he might have been floating backward a little bit, but they get the offensive foul called. Second foul of the game on Curta.
Yeah, we'll take the call. I didn't think Ethan had himself set at all on that. In fact, if anything, I thought he came up underneath him as he went to shoot the ball, but that works out all right. 6 fouls against them, none on us.
And a bad pass on the inbound by Logan Davis and a basket up and in by Lael Williams underneath the basket. 16-12, Eisenhower by 4. Davis in the backcourt, drives it into the front court. Looked like he mishandled it briefly, gets it over to Denzel. Down the lane, Denzel all the way, switches into the left hand and lays it up.
That's it, Denzel out of love this game.
16-14, Galesburg down 2, just Jones' first basket of the game. Galesburg girls down 33-27, end of third quarter at Morton. Streaks with a steal into the front court, nearly gave it right back, and now this time they do, driving it into the front court. Here comes Blue Island pushing it. Lael Williams, right side, stepping into a three. Washington off the back of the rim. Rebound Grant Gibson, and he's fouled from the backside. Williams, I think, with the reach in, trying to poke it away. I've got Eisenhower with 8, 9, 10 three-point attempts and
4
two-point attempts.
Yeah. Well, and again, that's the goal. They should shoot more threes than twos in this system to make it effective. It's kind of an attrition thing. They just feel like they're going to get more shots up and more opportunities. And even if they don't shoot as high a percentage, since they're shooting three-pointers, they hope to be able to just flat-out outscore you.
Gibson makes the first free throw. 2:15 to go in the game. Galesburg girls down 10 now to Morton, 47-37. They've hung in there nicely. Need a huge rally here late in the game at Morton to pull that one out. Gibson with the second free throw. He's starting to warm up there now as he's tied the game at 16. Missed his first three. He's now made his last three. And Denzel to the sideline going for a steal. Fouls Romy Cook.
No doubt.
First foul
of
the game on the streaks.
Yep. You know, Denzel with his athleticism and his ability to change as he goes down the ambidextrous, he can use right or left, go up under the basket. If I'm him, if I get the ball out the top of the key, I'm going to the basket every time against these guys because he can make it happen.
Cardinals turn it over again in the half court, tried to get it to Jordan Pearson along the left baseline. It went right through his hands, out of bounds. Streaks break the press quickly. Gibson down the left side of the lane, forces it up with the right hand. There was traffic there, tried to force it in anyway. Khalil Williams rebounds a miss, takes it all the way to the other end with the right hand and missed it. Rebound battered around. Island, Blue Island fights for it, and Williams gets it back. Down low, shovels it over, misses the shot. Denzel comes out with it. Jones trying to lead the break, runs into traffic, has the ball stripped away, trickles out of bounds. Galesburg hangs on to it.
Well, if we thought this was going to be a soft touch so far through the first quarter, it certainly is not. The team's tied at 16.
And 17 seconds to go.
You know, both teams missing some real nice opportunities in around the basket, too.
Yep.
Once those start to fall a little bit for either club, they'll start scoring a lot more.
Jones into the front court. Denzel to the left wing. Now into the corner.
Yeah.
Through the lane. Over to Devin Ross. Ooh. Up, and it rolls off. Good look at it for Devin Ross. Kyle London with the rebound. 4 seconds to go. Into the front court. Ball deflected away. Ross with a steal. That's how the first quarter ends. Tied at 16 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on the Laser.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
In today's economy, you never know when there's going to be a rainy day. At F&M Bank, you can protect your future. When you invest your money in one of their savings programs, it's a smart investment. Their savings accounts, money markets, and certificates of deposit provide competitive rates of interest and peace of mind. So head to F&M Bank for a secure future.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from John Field Gymnasium. One quarter gone here in this opener of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Silver Streaks and Blue Island Eisenhower tied at 16. Morton has now opened up an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter as Gibson misses a runner in the lane to open up the second quarter here. Kaylin Hawkins with the rebound for the Cardinals. If we have any opportunity with any kind of stoppage of play, we'll run through some first quarter stats here. It's 51-40, Morton over the Galesburg girls over on WGIL. Three-pointer missed from the right wing by Washington and a foul on the rebound. Going to give that one on the Cardinals, I believe. Yep, they do. Second foul of the game on Kyle London. And we're going to walk things to the other end because the streaks have been in the bonus since about a minute to play still in the first quarter.
Interesting with all those numbers that got put up and written down in the first quarter. Galesburg and Eisenhower both were the same from the field, 6 of 16, and the score was tied at 16 apiece. Very odd set of circumstances. Rebounding, Gibson. Edge to Galesburg, turnovers 9-5, Eisenhower with the high side.
Gibson misses another free throw. Leal Williams with the rebound for the Cardinals. This is Washington with it. Calvion to Washington to the free throw line. Bounces it. Now into the left corner it goes to Justin Longoria. Long three off the back of the rim. Rebound weak side. Washington put back is short. Rebound knocked around. Ross briefly has it, but taken away by Williams. Another chance at it for the Cardinals, and he traveled with it. The quickness by the Cardinals is getting them some extra opportunities as the Streaks get hands on the ball, but they're not securing it quickly enough, and the Cardinals are taking some of those away, but then they ended up turning it over anyway. Line change for the Cardinals.
First game this morning, Dunlap, a good team. Obviously tough. They beat us on Monday night, but they got manhandled by Maine South.
Mm-hmm.
Maine South, one of the favorites, along with Gurney Warren here coming into this one.
Gibson in the backcourt, stops at the top of the arc, double team. Good look on the bounce pass through the lane over to Tyson Parks. He pump faked, waited too long, but then fortunately coming in from the backside, Robert McCory trying to go for the block, couldn't stop his momentum, ran into Tyson, pushed him off balance, and got called for his first foul.
Yeah, I already had the turnover written down. I thought with a whistle they were going to get Tyson, but that bump from the back they caught and saved him.
Well, Parks will go to the free throw line, only one of two in this game. As we mentioned, he struggled last night. It was 2 of 7 from the free throw line last night. Now we have an officials conference at the free throw line right next to Tyson, who's looking to his right, kind of listening in. He's going to get his free throw here. Maybe they're discussing whether it's a 1-1 or whether it's a two-shot foul.
He was definitely not in the act of shooting. So, yeah, won a bonus, and he missed the front end.
McCoy with the rebound. Streaks not shooting free throws well at all. They're getting a bunch of them here in the opening quarter plus, but
Bingo.
They're not knocking them down. And Romy Cook on the other end hits a three-pointer, and Blue Island back on top now, 19-16.
You know,
the full court press is on.
Early in this, we weren't playing that well, and I thought, well, you know, we'll break out of it. But as you get deeper into this game, you still look up when we're behind by three, you start to wonder.
Meeker with a bad pass in the lane. He got caught inside the free throw line, trapped in traffic, tried to pass it away but threw it too softly. Sixth Galesburg turnover. Eisenhower at the other end.
Ooh.
A big block by Tyson, almost into the backcourt, but chased down by Vinny Curta. Now just outside the free throw line. A dish and another block by Tyson as Khalil Williams drove in from the light baseline, and that one's hammered out of bounds.
Akeem Olajuwon type of blocks by Tyson Parks out here in this one.
He's had three of them in this game already.
Three big, big swats.
It is a final from Morton. Potters beat the Galesburg girls 51-40.
You know, the girls competed very well, though.
They did.
I'm proud of their effort in that one.
Here's another block, this time by Denzel Jones. Gets a hand on a three-pointer. Loose ball picked up by the Streaks. Grant Gibson into the front court. Through the lane, finds Jones. Baseline turnaround off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Lael Williams. So Eisenhower still with a three-point lead 2 minutes into the second quarter. Skip pass to the left side. Now into the left corner. Deshaun Peterson, a 5'9 senior. Back out to Calvionte Washington. Bounces it into the free throw line. Kyle London cut off by Parks there. Right back out to Washington. Long three. Rebound. Four white jerseys crashing the boards, and they all knock it out of bounds off each other. They had the opportunity there, but the Streaks get it back.
You know, you look at the scoreboard. There's 9 fouls on them, 1 on us, and you might think, boy, they're going to be outraged about that. But Mike Curta was telling us before the game, free throws they're horrible at. They're shooting like 40% as a team. They don't want to go to the free throw line.
Now Galesburg has numbers, but Gibson couldn't feed the pass through the lane quickly enough. Intended for Jones, batted out of bounds by Lael Williams coming in from the high side.
Yeah, I can't help but wonder if they stick around in this game. We get into the second half. Do we look at carving them up a little bit and making them make free throws?
Inside the free throw line, Gibson tried to go to his left, turn around to the right, got an open look at it, and knocked it down, moving to the basket. That gives him 7 in the game. Now he's tied for third all time on the Galesburg scoring list. Streaks within one here, 5:20 to go first half, down 19-18. Stepping up, shooting the three, Cook, long rebound, out to Devin Ross. Leads the break to Ethan Meeker with a left hand up and too strong, missed it, rebound, batted around, and Curta comes up with it for Blue Island.
Missed so many shots at the rim in this first half.
Yep. And Ethan's a kid who needs to be able to finish those shots to get some of his confidence back. On the high side, Khalil Williams takes it all the way. Bad shot, off the backboard. Battered around. They somehow come out with it away from Grant Gibson. Taken away from Gibson again. And now the Cardinals have to scamper back. Here's Curta down the lane. Scoops it into the left corner to Cook for three. That one's off the rim. Crashing the boards. Another crack at it. Shelby Hendricks. Three-pointer on the way from the outside by Cook. Now Curta with it on the right side. Drives past Meeker. Takes it to the basket. Gets hammered.
If they can shoot at all, we'd be in trouble right now. One of 4, 8, 11 in this quarter. That was a three. Curtis will be at the free throw line, and I would guess he's probably one of their better free throw shooters, and that's only because he's the coach's son, is he? There's nothing scientific about that or any numbers I saw. It's just certainly saw a coach's son that could shoot him pretty well last night, yep. In Trey Siegel up at Rock Island.
20-18 as Curtis makes the first. He has 4 points in the game. Eisenhower leads by two.
Coach's sons don't get to eat dinner until they make their free throws. And he makes them both, so he gets to eat.
Well, we've seen another coach's son wandering around out here. I should say scampering around here a whole lot. That, of course, is Mike Reynolds' son, Sean. He can knock down some shots. Grant Gibson gets trapped on the right side, and here's a turnover. Eisenhower gets a hand on it, gets the deflection, gets to the deflection. They bring it into the front court.
They really
to Washington.
Do swarm the ball. It's tough. If you get the ball and you have it for a second or two, you're going to have two, three guys all over you. You've got to make a decision pretty quickly.
Washington down the left side of the lane. Kyle London to the basket. Gets called for traveling. How many turnovers that in this quarter, Jim?
I got three for us, two for them.
Okay, that's what I had.
Seems like more.
It does. I felt like I was missing something. We got a full timeout on the floor just about halfway through the second quarter. Streaks trailing the Cardinals 21-18. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on the Laser.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan. Right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
At John Field Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks boys trailing. Blue Island Eisenhower 21-18, 4:05 to go in the first half in this Martin Luther King tournament.
Well, you wondered if Eisenhower was going to have a whole lot of spunk in this first game, because as we said, they played a conference game, got really blown out by Hillcrest last night, had to go home, get up early this morning, drive all the way to Galesburg. I thought they might be a little down, but they're playing with great energy so far.
Gibson all the way down the lane, forced up a shot in traffic, got a good look at it. Now a scramble for the ball after he missed the shot on the Galesburg. Just not getting any shots at the basket down. They've attacked the basket aggressively. They've gotten some decent looks at it. They just can't get the ball to go through right now. That's when they're not turning it over. Actually, Jim, I've only got them for, what, 4 shots this quarter?
Yes.
4 shots in 4 minutes against a Blue Island up-tempo team. That's a problem.
Yeah, and Eisenhower shot it 12 times.
On the outside, Calviante Washington to the free throw line, Kyle London. He's looking right. He's going to pass it left instead. Out to the wing, Williams for three. Long rebound off the back of the rim to Ethan Meeker. Falling down, he tries to get it over to Denzel Jones and scoops it out of bounds into the corner.
That's not going to be one on his season highlight reel. He fought for the rebound, but then just tried to chuck it to the corner with two hands. Threw it clear out toward the trash can. In fact, it went back down to the toward the locker rooms. The official just now emerging after going after that one.
Maine South defeated Dunlap in the opener here earlier. Bad pass on the inbound. Devin Ross goes up high for it. Lead pass down low. Gibson finishes that one. 9 in the game for Gibson. Galesburg back within one now at 21-20. And he's just passed Elmer Dickerson on the scoring list. 21-20, Streaks down one. Just outside the free throw line, faking right, going left. Khalil Williams takes it all the way to the basket and in for his first basket of the game.
Just the second field goal of the second quarter for Eisenhower, even with all those chances.
Ross can't get it inbounds. Now he finds Ethan Meeker. Ethan drives it into the front court with a left hand. To the baseline, Eric Thompson. Kips it back out to Devin Ross. Now into the left corner, Ethan. Drives baseline, scoops it behind him to Thompson. Strong to the basket, puts the shot up and in. They're going to count the basket and a foul on Shelby Hendricks. Little NBA continuation there, huh?
Yeah, Mike Curtis over there laughing, the head coach for Eisenhower. I think he's laughing to keep from crying. That was a pretty awful call.
Foul was on the floor. At least that's the way it sure looked to us from up here. Now Eric Thompson to the free throw line. It's up and rolls off. So the free throw woes continue for the Silver Streaks here in this opening half. Shelby Hendricks with the rebound. Eisenhower into the front court. Longoria on the left side gets it into the high post. Khalil Williams juggles it, dribbles it back out. All the way to the half court line. Vinnie Curtin now with it on the right side, guarded by Meeker. Up top to Longoria. Streaks back off him in the 1-3-1 zone defense, driving down the right side. Williams takes it strong to the basket, misses it. Grant Gibson slams the rebound to the floor, collects it. Ross leads it into the front court, right through the hands of Eric Thompson, and the Galesburg gives it right back.
Five turnovers on the Streaks in the quarter. 10 for the game, I believe.
That's what I have. And Cardinals have cut down their turnovers. Still only two in the quarter, right? 11 for the game,
yes.
Though. Right back into the front court they come. Part of the reason they've been hanging on to this one-point lead here in the second quarter. Streaks aren't getting off any shots. Cardinals are getting off a ton of them, but they're just not making them. There's another miss from outside. Washington misses the three. Denzel Jones with the rebound. They chase him down, knock the ball away briefly. Now he fires it into the front court to Ethan Meeker, who with the reverse crossover dribble drives the baseline, has his shot blocked, gets it back. That one under the basket won't go down, and Kalen Hawkins comes up with a rebound, and a timeout called by Mike Curta for the Cardinals.
Well, Meeker made a really nice move to the basket baseline that time, but then he got there, and from behind, somebody reaches over and blocks his shot. He just can't buy a break right now.
And Mike Reynolds is frustrated.
I'll bet. As like I said, you know, I think he's been, like a lot of us, fairly patient, feeling like, okay, we're going to start to turn this thing around and cash in on the opportunities. Well, here we are almost at halftime. We're still down a point, and you're wondering if it's ever going to happen.
He's scoring only 22 points. I think defensively, well, I don't, maybe not even really defensively are they getting what they want, because Eisenhower's gotten off so many shots here in this second quarter. But as we said, they've made only two of them, and they have a couple of free throws. They lead by one, 23-22. I would have predicted this to be the end of the first quarter score.
Oh, absolutely.
Not the score with under 2 minutes to go before halftime.
I mean, Eisenhower's used to playing games 80s, 90s. They even had 120 a couple of times.
Streaks put on the full court press. Eisenhower throws it into the front court, chased down by Kalen Hawkins, down the lane, all the way up and in.
Of course, if they put up 120 on us, I don't ever want to talk to Mike Reynolds again.
And a foul in the backcourt going for the steal. Leal Williams reacts pretty strongly, and the official gives him a long look. Does not call a technical foul, though. Third foul of the game on Leal Williams. Will walk it to the other end, and Denzel Jones will shoot two free throws. Streaks have not taken advantage of being in the bonus since the first quarter. 0 for 3 from the free throw line here in this second quarter. And 4 for 11 from the line for the game. And the first one up by Denzel and rolls through. 3 points in the game for Denzel Jones.
Gurney Warren just right below us here in their blue and white. They will play Manuka in the next game of the opening session here today.
Second free throw by Denzel is good as well. He's got 4 points. That pulls Galesburg back within one at 25-24. Into the front court, tough pass, collected on the right side by Lorenzo Smith, the sophomore, up top to Calvin Washington, stopped at the free throw line, draws a double team, reaching in, Gibson with the steal, trying to drive into the front court, down the lane, poked away from the backside by Lorenzo Smith, and Galesburg turns it right back over again. 1:20 to go here in this opening half. Pass, what a feed through the lane, caught by Hawkins, turns, banks it in. 27-24, Cardinals by three. Denzel Jones throws it over Gibson's head, stolen away by Washington. Right side three by Smith. Off the rim. Rebound, fouled on the putback. Kalen Hawkins came down with it on the left side, and the Streaks reached in. I think it was Ethan got him on the arm. That'll be number one of the game on Meeker, only the third team foul on the Streaks.
I've got to think Eisenhower usually shoots a little bit better than this for their point totals to be what they are. That was exactly what the system wants. They got the steal. Then they get a quick three-pointer. It was off the mark, but if they hit that three, they can just pile up the points if they start to hit some of those.
1 minute to go in the first half. Hawkins makes the free throw. Third free throw of the game for Eisenhower. They've made all three of theirs so far. 28-24. This matches the Cardinals' biggest lead of the opening half. Exactly 60 seconds to play before halftime. Second free throw rims in and out. Tyson Parks with his fourth rebound for Galesburg. Streaks down four. Gibson trapped in the backcourt. Dribbles out of it. Takes it all the way. Drives. Dumps it off to Parks, and then he gets blocked from the backside going up for the shot, and Hawkins comes up with a rebound. Parks got rejected a few times in the Rock Island game last night. He was hoping he didn't have to see that here again today, but it's happened here on that shot. And the Streaks deflect a pass out of bounds. Blue Island will hang on to it. Vinny Curta back in for Blue Island. 39 seconds to go. How quickly can they get off a shot? They want to, they're not going to hold the ball for the last 39 seconds because they're still thinking, hey, we can get three more shots here in this game. Well,
normally that's, yeah, what you would think is the mentality of the system.
On the inbounds, they go all the way into the backcourt to the Galesburg free throw line to Washington. Now into the front court, Romy Cook with 33 seconds to go. He's just leaned over, tucking the ball in the midsection. Now they do actually spread it out a little bit.
They are going to hold it.
How about that? The Galesburg 1-3-1 zone defense will chase a little bit. Curta dribbling along the half-court line, gets it off to Washington. Streaks try to trap him in the corner. Now up the near sideline in front of the Galesburg bench, ducking underneath. Williams dribbles out of that trap and down to 8 seconds to go. Washington, right side over to Curta. There's an opening into the lane. He drives in, juggles the ball, lost a handle on it, couldn't get off a decent shot, and Tyson Parks comes up with a rebound, and that's the end of the first half. And in all honesty, probably a disappointing first half for the Silver Streaks. Down four at the break, 28-24. When we come back at halftime, we'll take a look at the first half numbers. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Blue Island Eisenhower 28, Galesburg 24 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You've been injured in an accident. It wasn't your fault, but now the medical bills are pouring in. You can't even decipher them, let alone pay them. And you don't know what your rights are. Where do you turn when you're faced with this situation? Wren and Skinner, attorneys at law in Galesburg.
I'm John Wren. When you need knowledgeable and experienced legal representation on your side, contact me or my partner, Jim Skinner. Find out what you need to know at galesburg.info, keyword law.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium here in the Martin Luther King Tournament, which I believe this is the fifth year now for this tournament since Coach Mike Reynolds has been here. Silver Streaks have been successful in the tournament, but I think, Jim, have won it only once over that course of that time. And having lost to Dunlap in the opener Monday, as Mike said in the pregame show, that one loss isn't going to necessarily cost you in this tournament because there's some awfully good competition. But this, I think, I'm sure, in the Galesburg locker room is a disappointment. But to be down at halftime here by four and putting up only 24 points in the first half against Blue Island Eisenhower.
Yeah, no question. You know, if you'd have told me that Eisenhower would be 10 of 35 at the half, I would think that we would be blowing them out. But we're not shooting it very well either, and it looks like kind of a hangover from last night's second half for this team. As we said, even though the style is a lot different than the Rock Island game, it's the same result right now. We're just not getting a whole lot of point production from a lot of spots on the courts. And, I was thinking it seems like a lot of times – Silver Streaks over the years, they start strong, play really well at the Thanksgiving tournament. We have a lull at some point in the middle of the season, then hopefully play well at the end. Well, I think we're certainly in our lull right now. We're just probably playing some of our poorest basketball of the season.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right, let's look at the Eisenhower.
Cardinals, 10 of 35 from that from the field in that first half, and including a 4 of 19 second quarter, which oddly enough they were able to build a 4-point lead by going 10 of 35. They did get to the free throw line some, and again, that's usually not a bright spot for them, but they were able to hit a few free throws, so they shoot 28% from the field in the first half and still managed to lead by 4 points. As for the Silver Streaks, we've got them, I believe, 9 out of 26 from the field, so 34%. We shot 32% for the game last night. Rebounds, we have not had a chance to compare. Brad, I've got us the 16 and 8. I got 25 rebounds.
Well, I missed three in the first quarter then.
24.
16 and 8 would be 24.
Yep. And Eisenhower, let's see, 10 and 18, 5, 23. Is that sounding right?
I had 24.
All right. Well, that's for the way this game's gone, if we can stay within one or yep. two, I'm pretty happy
with that. We're close at all, yeah.
The Silver Streaks, I've got 12 turnovers.
Uh-huh.
And Eisenhower, let's see, 9, 13.
Oh, I missed one there.
Which seems impossible to me that they could have more turnovers than we do at this point, but I guess we're kind of favoring one team, and it always seems worse for the club you're following.
Blue Island, 5 of 16 from three-point range. The Silver Streaks only 0 of 2. Galesburg, even more disappointingly, 6 of 13 from the free-throw line. Blue Island Eisenhower, 3 of 4. We'll take a break here on the halftime show. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back, and we'll give you the individual scoring. It's 28-24, Blue Island Eisenhower over Galesburg. Here at the Martin Luther King Tournament, you're listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on Pure Rock, 92.7 The Laser.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers. I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
The forecast from the Laser includes a winter weather advisory continuing until 6 o'clock tonight for Knox, Stark, and Peoria counties. Snow continuing 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible. Windy as well, gusts up around 25 miles per hour. High today of 28. Overnight low tonight of 13. Tomorrow sunny and a high of 36. Currently, it is 21 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Bob and Tom mornings and Pure Rock all day on The Laser.
Take a look at the individual scoring here in this first half. Again, Blue Island Eisenhower leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 28-24. Neither team out of the locker room yet. Kalen Hawkins leads the Cardinals with 7. Calviante Washington with 6. Next up, Vinny Curta and Leal Williams with 5 points apiece. Romy Cook has 3. Khalil Williams with 2. And a bunch of players have played but have not scored for the Cardinals. Robert McCoy, Jordan Pearson, Kyle London, Deshaun Peterson, Justin Longoria, Lorenzo Smith, and Lionel Webb. For the Silver Streaks, Grant Gibson with 9 of the Streaks' 24. Tyson Parks right behind him with 7. Denzel Jones has 4. Devin Ross and Eric Thompson each with 2. Ethan Meeker and Logan Davis have scored but have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Cardinals back onto the floor wearing the home white in this game. Silver Streaks, the road team, wearing the road gray. Again, some scores to update you on. Galesburg girls lost a tough one at Morton, played well, but fell to a good Potters team 51-40 in a game you heard on WGIL. Earlier in this tournament, as we mentioned and have mentioned at times throughout the broadcast here, and if you were with us Monday, heard, Galesburg lost at Dunlap 57-44. A couple of days later, Warren and Maine South played, and the Blue Devils of Warren defeated Maine South 48-43. In the first game of the tournament here today, Maine South turned around and defeated Dunlap. 45-29. So Maine South is 1-1 in the tournament. Dunlap is 1-1 in the tournament. And Galesburg is trying to get to 1-1, but trailing the Cardinals by 4 here at halftime. Blue Island was supposed to play Minooka in a game, I believe, Coach Curtis said, this week. And due to the weather being as it was in that part of the state, they did not get that one played, and they'll have to make that one up next week. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman for our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Okay, well, Coach, we keep thinking our offense is going to get on track. We're going to make some of these shots at the rim, but it's just not happening yet.
Right now we're just scuffling with that. And this kind of game and this kind of approach that they play, and they play it really well, can make you, you know, get sloppy, can get you frustrated. We've got to make sure we're finishing through contact. We're getting layups. I think we're hearing footsteps a little bit. Down here on the defensive end, we've got to keep the ball out of the high post when we're in our zone, because he's just flipping it out of there to the wings and they're getting wide open threes. You know, we're struggling a little bit, but, you know, it can come together in a hurry here if we make a couple of those changes.
Yeah. Do you continue to try and go deep on the bench here at this fast pace?
That's something that we've got to take a look at. When you played an intense game like that last night and you're playing early in this morning in this kind of pace, you got to keep looking deeper on your bench, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman for joining us here at halftime. Streaks down by 4, 28-24. Coming up after this game, Warren under former Silver Streak and former Moline coach Ryan Weber will take on Minooka. That game's scheduled for 1 o'clock. There will be a session break. And then in the first game later, Dunlap will play this Eisenhower team, followed by Minooka and Maine South. And then Galesburg and Warren will play the last game of the day at 8 o'clock. And then six more games on tap for Monday to wrap up this tournament. Ready to start the second half here. The starting five for the Streaks back on the floor. Ross, Meeker, Gibson, Parks, and Jones. And the inbound goes into the backcourt to Gibson, who will push it across midcourt. Picked up immediately by Cook and Curta. Down low, pump fake by Tyson Parks. Gets it up, and he's fouled. So the Streaks and a good pass from the outside find Tyson Parks cutting in from the right side. And Tyson's going to get to the free throw line. And let's see if the Streaks can start to warm things up from the free throw line. They didn't shoot well, and you know, they didn't shoot well from the field, but they didn't take advantage of it from the free throw line either. Parks' first one is up and rolls off, and he's 1-for-4 from the line in this game, 3-for-11 for the weekend.
Yeah, could use a little more loft on that free throw. I know it's tough to change your approach, but when you're struggling like this, that one just clangs off the front of the rim too.
Robert McCoy with the rebound. Streaks get miss a chance to cut the deficit in half. Still down 4. Pass from Curta down low to the outside to Romy Cook. Misses it, and Devin Ross swipes at the rebound and, like sticky on his fingers, wraps it in into the front court. Denzel Jones hits a 3 from the right corner. That's 7 in the game for Denzel. Streaks within 1 at 28-27.
Curta back the other way. A long 3 off the back iron. Bounces around. They'll get a second crack at it and score.
Put back by Romy Cook. And it's 30-27, right back they come, leading by 3. Pressured in the backcourt. Devin with a hesitation drive at the half-court line, drives inside after he loses his man on the outside, throws it softly toward midcourt. It's deflected into the backcourt. Denzel gets it away from 3 Blue Island jerseys, and Gibson swishes the 3 from the right wing.
As soon as that ball left Grant's hands, you had a pretty good feeling about that. 2 straight 3s, and the Streaks are tied.
6:49 to go. We're just underway in the third quarter. Curta tries to spin move on the outside. It's picked away by Devin Ross, who takes it coast to coast the other direction and then can't get the roll down off the front of the rim. Rebound taken away by the Streaks. Tyson Parks up and in with a basket, and the Streaks are back on top, 32-30. First time Galesburg's been ahead since they were up 8-6 in the first quarter. Down the lane, stolen away by Gibson. Parks flashing up court. It'll be Gibson with a left hand, and that one rolls off. Tyson with a rebound, put back. That one is good. Still no timeout by Mike Curta as the Streaks have opened up the second half strongly. Vinny Curta misses a 3. Streaks take away the rebound. Meeker chases it down into the corner and saved to Devin Ross. Devin into the front court to Parks, tries to rifle it through the lane. Deflected to Denzel Jones, who's fouled going for the basket. A very strong first 2 minutes of quarter number 3 to turn a 4-point deficit into a 4-point lead for the Silver Streaks.
Well, it all comes down to shooting. You know, we hit a couple of threes with Jones and Gibson early. On the other end, Eisenhower getting a couple of the shots they want, but Curta has missed back-to-back threes. Eisenhower continues to struggle from the field, just 11 of 39 at this point, and they bring in another line change.
And Galesburg with a lane violation negates the first free throw. But Denzel is going to get a second one. In fact, the whole team reacted negatively. Even Denzel turned around. They had just handed him the ball, and he just turned around with his head up in the air in disbelief. So he gets the second free throw, 4 points in the quarter, eight for the game for Denzel, and the Streaks on an 11-2 run to open up the third quarter, lead by five. Full court pressure is on. Into the front court, driving London with a one-on-one. Steps past Tyson Parks, but he leaned in a little bit, and continuing to the basket is London. I think they're going to give him the basket.
Oh my God.
And they do. It's an and one. First foul of the game on Tyson Parks. I've seen more continuation baskets counted at the high school level this year than I've seen in 20 years of broadcasting.
Yeah, we've had two remarkable ones here, one for each team this morning.
Missed the free throw. Tyson Parks with the rebound. Now Meeker in the backcourt. Three white jerseys there to defend. Ethan breaks it. Tyson at the other end goes up with it and in. He's got six quick points in the third quarter. 13 for the game. Streaks lead by five, 37-32. On the outside, Meeker pokes away a pass to the other end with a right hand up and in.
Very nice.
Streaks are making it happen. And a seven-point lead forces a timeout by Mike Curtis with 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. In the first 2 minutes and 35 seconds, the Streaks have scored 15 points after they got only 24 in the first 16 minutes.
And playing some good defense, an excellent job by Meeker that time with the steal and a good finish with a man slicing at him at an angle, able to get up. Double pump, let the guy fly by and kiss it off the glass, and Ethan needed that in a big way.
I feel like I'm missing something. I'm adding up points. I see Galesburg's points. In fact, I don't know the Streak's missing a shot yet, Jim, do we?
Yeah, we had Gibson miss the layup that Tyson followed.
In fact,
Tyson
right.
has followed two misses.
That's
so
right.
We've got two misses.
And then at the other end, I've got Blue Island for three turnovers
yep.
this half. Okay.
Yep.
And the Streaks are going to keep the full court pressure on here as they built a seven-point lead quickly to open up the third quarter. Here's another soft pass. Denzel deflects it away. Gibson, now baseline. Ross
wow.
driving in, has his shot blocked by Kalen Hawkins, and the ball comes right back to Hawkins. Now stolen away by Gibson. All the way into the front court, up and in. So they turn a potential negative right back into a positive. They've scored forced five quick Blue Island turnovers. Going for another one, Denzel Jones draws a foul, trying to poke it away from the backside.
Yeah, Mike Curta really asking for calls, not only that one, but prior to that. He was feeling his team got slapped all the way up and down the court.
It's a nine-point Galesburg lead. In the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, Galesburg has outscored Blue Island 17-4. Again, after putting up only 24 points in the entire first half. From the baseline, Khalil Williams left of the basket, out high to Romy Cook on the inbound. Cook trying to drive left on Denzel, cut off there. Streak sagging back in a bit of a 2-3 zone. Kurt is going to shoot over the top of it, hits the front of the rim, and the rebound taken away by Tyson Parks. Hands reaching in there, trying to slap it away from him. He collected it. Now the Streak's into the front court. Gibson drives baseline with a right hand too strong. Tyson with another rebound. Gets pushed from behind. And then the ball on the floor and a foul called on the Silver Streaks as Cook was starting to come away with it.
Ellen, I don't know. Did he get credit for the rebound there? I mean, he had it and was trying to clear it out and then there was a whistle. I don't know what to give him there. Grant Gibson comes away holding his right hand. It looked like he's got a finger jammed or something, the way he's wincing on that.
I gave him the rebound.
Okay.
Which also means a Galesburg turnover.
All right.
4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Inside the three-point line, Curta is cut off there. He'll bring it back out. Driving down the right side of the free throw line. Now down the lane and another rebound by Tyson. He's got 11 tonight. That matches his career high after the miss by Williams. Into the front court. Quickly, Gibson left corner for a three. He's got eight in the quarter, 17 for the game. That puts the Streaks up by a dozen. And we got a foul? Is that what the whistle was?
Yeah, away from the ball. So we get the three and we get the ball back.
So they count the basket.
And
the Streaks get it right back. And
yeah.
on the turnover, they get it on the inbound to Gibson, who puts it up quickly right under the blocks. And now Galesburg calls timeout.
Gibson actually threw that ball off the back of the defender and on the inbounds and then picked it up and just made a layup. The defender had turned his back and Grant took advantage of it, didn't need anybody to help him out. You don't see that happen very often.
And quickly, things have just collapsed on Mike Curta and Eisenhower. They're
they
down
have.
14.
10 in the quarter for Gibson, 6 for Parks, 4 for Jones. The Streaks have outscored Blue Island 22-4 to start the third quarter. We're not even halfway through the third quarter yet.
This feels like what Rock Island did to us in the third quarter
sure
last
does.
Night.
To go along with 5 Eisenhower turnovers, correct?
Yep.
Curta will bring it up midcourt. Ross will pick him up there defensively. Left side it goes over to Khalil Williams. Gibson reaching in as Williams tries to start the drive. And a tie-up called, and Williams is really frustrated that Grant didn't get called for a reach-in foul there. But on the alternating possession, Cardinals hang on to it.
Denzel will catch a breath. Logan Davis replaces him.
Curta with it back on the inbound. Just outside the volleyball spike line to the free throw line he goes. Now left side Khalil Williams cut off by Gibson trying to dribble right. Now backs up all the way to the sideline. Back to Curta, open three off the back of the rim. Rebound, Tyson Park skies through with the rebound. Gets it out to Devin Ross rather. And he gets bumped, taking it across midcourt. Loses the handle on the ball. Right back to Curta, left wing for three. That one is long. And the rebound by the Cardinals again. Back to Curta. Drives this time. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound thrown into the backcourt. Taken away from Meeker. Away from Romy Cook. And Meeker lays it up at the other end. 48-32. A steal on the inbound. And right back to Meeker it goes again for 6 quick points. 50-32. Turnovers by the Silver Streaks now down the lane, and they're kind of turning the tables on Blue Island here as the full court press is causing them problems. But Cook breaks the press, gets the basket, and now the Streaks turn it over right back into the front court. On the right side to Cook. He'll fire the three this time, and that one hits. And he's got 7 in the quarter. 50-37. 7 of their 9. Gibson drives in the lane, right hand up and in. Olay defense by Blue Island. Gibson faked the pass to the left, and he split the defenders and put the Streaks back up by 15.
5 straight field goals for Galesburg as they're putting up the biggest quarter of their year, and we still got 2.5 to go.
Quick three on the left wing. No. Meeker comes down with a rebound. He got hit pretty hard from the backside by Jordan Pearson. Now he throws it into the front court. A 3-on-0, and Gibson takes it all the way in.
Now this is what the Silver Streaks, I'm sure, had envisioned when they were going to play Eisenhower today. The first half was nothing like this, but this third quarter has just been a demolition by the Silver Streaks, who've got to be a little winded at this pace.
They've scored 30, and now another 3 by Romy Cook. He's got 10 in the quarter, and where would they be without him right now? 10 of their 12. Logan Davis in the backcourt picks up his dribble, gets it into the front court to Ethan, drives, dishes, right side, 3 by Gibson. Good again!
2, 3, 6, 7 in a row, 8 of the last 9. 9 of the last 11 from the field.
I've got Gibson with 19 in the quarter. Here's another near steal. Meeker and Williams going hard at it. Ethan got a hand on it. The two bodies collided, and that ball ended up going out of bounds.
Parks and Meeker will get a seat. I tell you what, Tyson Parks may not have a lot of points in this quarter, but he's been key. He has just been huge on the boards, and it's amazing. You know, he's at one end of the court. The next thing you know, he's way up high
on the other end. Here's a quick three and an air ball by Washington over the basket. Rebound chased down by Deshaun Peterson on the opposite side. Another chance for the Eisenhower Cardinals. Washington with it, cut off at the free throw line. Fake on the right side by London, backs up to the arc. Now over to Washington driving in. He's cut off on the baseline, dumps it off to... And driving in from the left side, that's Kalen Hawkins. He dumped it off to Maurice Owsley, who's into the game for the first time.
And a turnover by
the
Streaks.
And another turnover, yep. Driving in from the right side, taking it all the way. That's Kyle London for another basket. And very quickly, they're back within 13. 16 Galesburg turnovers and another bad pass by Gibson. Stolen away, deflected into the backcourt, and collected by Owsley. And now a travel called as they got going too fast with it. I got them for 20 turnovers.
Yeah, they've let a lot of traveling violations go. I thought both teams have had some feet shuffling here, and some crews we've seen this year, they wouldn't let anything like that happen. But in this game, it's been pretty loosely called.
Evan Ross on the baseline, inbounds to Gibson. One-on-one pressure in the backcourt on the ball. Now here come three defenders to try to trap Devin. He dribbles away from it, gets it into the front court. Now reverses directions back to Logan Davis. It's thrown behind him, gets a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. 18 turnovers on the Silver Streaks.
Well, our big flurry appears to be over, but as we look back on this one, unless Eisenhower makes a big comeback, it'll be the key point of the game. Trying to get some of those starters a little rest here heading towards the fourth.
Quick three by Lorenzo Smith. Short, and the rebound was to go to Logan Davis, but he got pushed from behind. That'll be a foul against the Cardinals, their fourth. And the fourth of the game on Leal Williams. Full court pressure stays on. Ross looking to Davis. He gets it into J.J. Range instead, right back to Devin. 57-44 Galesburg coming to the end of the third quarter. J.J. dribbles into traffic, gets the ball on the floor, falls down. Mike Curta gets a hand on the ball, or rather Vinny Curta, and Mike Curta calls timeout after the Galesburg turnover. So we got 39 total turnovers in this game now, right?
Let's see, them with 20. What do we got?
Yeah, 19 for us.
Yep. You know, and if Vinny Curta could hit anything, they'd probably still be right there. But how many shots has he missed this quarter?
I've lost track.
I mean, he's got to be 8 or 9.
I only had him for 5, and I'm with you. I think it's more than that.
Yeah, I mean, inside, outside, and he keeps chucking them up there, but he really hasn't even been very close. If he hits a few of those, they're right there.
He had only 5 at halftime. But again, the Silver Streaks have outscored Blue Island Eisenhower 33-16 here in the third quarter. After Galesburg put up only 24 points in the first half, 33 now here in the second half, thanks largely to the turnovers that they have forced, but now Galesburg's not handling the ball quite so well in the latter part of this third quarter, and they've missed some opportunities to build on the lead here. And another turnover has forced a Blue Island timeout after they were on the floor with it. Coming out of the break, Eric Thompson, J.J. Range, and Logan Davis. Two starters stay on the floor for the Silver Streak. That's Grant Gibson and Devin Ross. Think of the hard work that Devin Ross has had to do doing most of the ball handling duties. Of course, you know, in a game like this, everybody really does a lot of that, a lot of the ball handling. But mostly it's Ross playing the point, doing a lot of the running of the offense coming in from the backcourt.
Well, this is the type of game you don't get a break because they're going to run two people at you all the time. Many times a point guard, if it's a half-court game, he's just basically getting his team into flow of a half-court offense. But against these guys, you're put to the test every second.
Quick three by Curta on the outside. Missed the shot. Rebound put back. Left open. Khalil Williams takes it up and in. Thompson didn't box him out. It's 57-46. Another Galesburg turnover from the baseline. Wow. Washington couldn't get the shot down. Otherwise, that would have gotten them back within 9. Instead, it's an 11-point Galesburg lead at the end of 3. 57-46. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com and 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Fourth quarter. Here we go. Ross on the inbound to Ethan Meeker. Galesburg by 11, 57-46. Devin all the way in, down the lane, through the lane, and up with the left hand. He just knifed right through everybody. Nobody for Blue Island stopped him. And Devin with his second basket of the game. It's 59-46, Galesburg by 13. Wide open three by Khalil Williams on the left wing. Won't go down. And Ethan Meeker comes up with the rebound. And Jordan Pearson fouls him from the backside. We got 7 rebounds of the game for Ethan Meeker. So he's putting up some numbers nicely.
You know, the thing that Eisenhower is really missing, I think, when you're running the system, you need to have one or two dead eyes from three-point land. Some guys that, you know, oh, no, not him again. They just don't have that guy that I can see.
Denzel with a hesitation dribble in from the left side, and he's in double figures with 10 now. It's 61-46. Here's a three by Curta off the back of the rim. And again, another miss by the coach's son. Vinny Cook with the, or rather Romy Cook with the rebound for Blue Island. And he just takes it all the way in from the right side. Gets a step on Tyson Parks, a foul on Tyson, a basket by Cook, and a chance at a three-point play.
Well, they're not out of it yet. The Silver Streaks, though, scoring almost every time they get the ball. In fact, let's see, going back to the last quarter, they had hit 1, 2, 6, 7 in a row from the field. They've hit the first two here in the fourth quarter, so no matter how much Eisenhower tries, they're not going to catch up until they can get a few stops.
Tyson goes up strong for the rebound after the missed free throw. We've got Tyson with a career-high 13 rebounds in this game. Two on one, and up in the air! Parks after the feed from the right side by Grant Gibson. Now he's got an offensive career-high with 15. 63-48 Galesburg down the lane with a right hand up, twice off the back of the rim. Kyle London gets a basket. 63-50. Trapped in the backcourt. Denzel Jones into the front court to Ethan Meeker. Three on one to Grant Gibson. Threw it over the basket. He got too far under the basket with his momentum. Missed the shot. Blue Island back quickly with a left hand. That won't go up down the lane. Rebound put back by the Cardinals is good by Maurice Elsley. 63-51. 52, rather. Back within 11. And
somebody took a timeout.
Has to be Galesburg. They had the ball. 6:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Just a 30-second timeout. And Coach Mike Reynolds not liking, I think, Blue Island kind of hanging around here, especially defensively, getting out-rebounding the Streaks down low on the defensive end and then getting some easy putbacks, too.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the Eisenhower, I'm impressed. The kids on the bench, they're up cheering every time they make a basket. They certainly feel like they're still in this game.
Well, 11 points can go by the wayside very quickly when they play
can.
Like they do.
They sure can. And we've, you know, we got turnovers. We got 20.
Got us for 20.
So we're not handling their pressure real well. You expect to have a few more in a frenzy pace like this, but I wouldn't say we've done a great job handling the ball. And if you're down 11 points, if you're them, you're just a couple of turnovers, a couple of threes away from being right there in the game.
On the inbounds to Gibson. Streaks break the press. They've got a two-on-two lob from Jones up to Tyson Parks for the layup. That was pretty. 65-52. Cardinals back quickly. Curta on the right wing. Up top to Longoria. Fakes a three. Now he'll give way to Khalil Williams. Steps back. Curta has it. Ross giving him a little bit of room. Curtis spins in the lane, dishes it left side under the wing to Williams, drives baseline, and a blocking foul called on Tyson will be his fourth.
I couldn't help but think that particular play on the other end, the lob to Tyson, and he was up the rim and dropped it in. The guy sitting below us was on the receiving end of a few of those. Joey Range, we used to run that play, and he would pound those down time and again.
6:03 to go in the game, 65-32, Silver Streaks by 13. To the free throw line, Khalil Williams. First one rattles in and out.
This game could still, if we get to the bonus, this game could drag out a while. With still 6:03 to go. Both teams, though, with five team fouls.
Blue Island only four of seven from the free throw line of the game as Williams makes the second one. 65-53, Galesburg by a dozen. 6 minutes to go in the game. Ross and Meeker in the backcourt. Here comes the trap on Devin. Reverses directions. Up court to Grant Gibson. Tries to get it away to Eric Thompson down low, and he's fouled by Khalil Williams out high on the pass. That'll be his second foul and the sixth team foul on Eisenhower. And the line change, five in, five out.
Yeah, this game was a good test for your decision-making and your ball handling skills because as much passing as it is dribbling, what do you do? It's like in practice, the coach sometimes would put six or seven defenders on us at a time.
Ethan Meeker airballs a three from the right wing on a good pass from Grant Gibson. He drew the defense and then skipped it over to Ethan. And Ethan was so wide open. He launched it over everything, and out of bounds it goes back to Blue Island.
It's got to feel like you're against six or seven defenders sometimes because they keep running in these fresh bodies, running three people at you.
Washington steps back, fires a long three, doesn't get it. Ross had a hand on the rebound. So did Gibson. So did Maurice Osley, and it'll be out of bounds on Osley back to Galesburg. 5:38 to go in the game, a 12-point Silver Streaks lead. They were down four at halftime. Put up 33 points in the third quarter to turn that around. Ross breaks the press and then overthrows Eric Thompson at the other end. Good job by Ross to break the press, and then he had so much momentum going into the front court that he overthrew Eric Thompson, who skied and reached as high as he could but just had no chance to come down with it. Between the circles, Romy Cook. Left side of the dribble, cut off by Denzel. Now under the wing, Kyle London, guarded by Meeker, and an illegal screen set away from the ball, trying to free up Washington for the three-point basket on the outside. That's the 21st Blue Island turnover, and that'll be the second foul of the game on Romy Cook.
You know, Blue Island will have to turn around and play again at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be interesting because Dunlap, sure not the pace that Coach Barker wants to see his team play at very often, but they've got some guys in Holly and Renner. Their guards will probably love that. It probably won't benefit Jimmy Cross and Alex Sorensen and some of their big men very well, but see how that one goes.
But they can play up-tempo at points.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think they'll be entirely at a disadvantage. Now Jones has the ball poked away from him at the free throw line, stolen away by Eisenhower. 22 Galesburg turnovers. Out high, driving in, Khalil Williams tried to force it up underneath to the cutting Jordan Pearson on the way to the basket, and a foul called against Galesburg will be 16 fouls on the streaks. Number one of the game on Eric Thompson. 5 minutes to go in the game. Moving to the basket, Williams will get a couple of free throws here.
Minooka has the toughest day. They've got to play Warren and then Maine South back-to-back. Good luck with that assignment.
They'll feel like they're playing in a beach-covered, sand-covered floor out there. Not like a foot of sand.
Not going to be a whole lot of easy opportunities against either one of those teams.
Second free throw well short. Thompson had a hand on the rebound, but it's knocked away from the backside by Pearson. Galesburg gets it back. Yeah, I was thinking how it'll seem like that Galesburg game with Warren tonight will feel like it's played in slow motion after mm-hmm. this one today. Warren will be tough defensively. They'll do everything they can to keep it in the 40s. On the inbounds to Gibson. Now back to Ross underneath the Blue Island basket. Gibson across midcourt to Denzel Jones. Drives, dishes right side. Meeker flashing in. Gets fouled as he goes up for the basket.
Well, I think with that one we've weathered that little push by Eisenhower. We got the lead back up to 15 now. The free throw coming from Meeker.
Executed that very nicely. Should be 13. 67-54.
No, I thought they still had to put the two up. Okay. 13.
Meeker with the free throw. In and out. Rebound Shelby Hendricks. As the streaks continue to shoot at or below 50% from the free throw line in this game. As we approach the 4.5 minute mark of the fourth quarter, 13-point Galesburg lead and a new five coming in for Blue Island at the next chance. Driving in from the right side, Williams blocked by Eric Thompson, but a blocking foul called on Thompson as well. So right back to the line goes Williams. He shot 4 free throws in this fourth quarter. That's almost all of the Cardinals' opportunities here in the second half. They're 5 for 9 from the free throw line as a team in this game. Silver Streaks are 7 for 16 from the free throw line, and Williams makes the first.
I didn't ask Gary Mitchell if he's got every game of this tournament. I would guess. His voice is stronger than it was earlier in the season when he was fighting a cold. That was the Thanksgiving tournament, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure was. Second free throw is short, pops over the front of the rim, then falls off. Eric Thompson actually under the basket, gets the rebound, and then makes a bad pass. It's stolen away on the layup, finished off by Kalen Hawkins. It's down to a 10-point Galesburg lead. Huh. Pressured in the backcourt. Ross dribbles into traffic, stolen away by Khalil Williams, and now another foul called on the streaks. Mike Reynolds has seen enough. He's putting Tyson Parks back in. Despite those 4 fouls at 4:13 to go in the game. First foul of the game on Devin Ross, and the Cardinals are in the bonus with the Silver Streaks the rest of the way.
Yeah, I wonder if Tyson isn't fighting that leg a little bit. He limps into the game.
Yeah, I saw that when he got up off the bench.
That right thigh, which has caused him problems with the Charlie horse earlier this season. And this is where it's tough when you're playing this kind of tempo and you got to play all these games in a couple of days.
Free throw by Hawkins missed. Rebound by Grant Gibson. 10-point Galesburg lead. Back quickly come the Silver Streaks. They throw it over the basket. Parks with the rebound goes up high, and talk about an immediate impact by Tyson. He gets Galesburg's lead back up to a dozen at 69-57.
Did you call that a shot and a follow or just a pass?
I suppose it could have been a pass. I counted it as a shot, though. Here's an air ball. I think the Streaks got a partial block on the three-pointer by Washington. And Grant Gibson got the rebound under the basket. And now the Cardinals foul the Silver Streaks in the backcourt. Well, I want to count it as a shot because that gives Tyson 14 rebounds in the game. That's a pretty good day. 14 points, 19 points, 14 rebounds.
Who was that on the other side, Denzel?
Yeah.
He's saying, oh, man, that's a pass.
How about the assist? Yeah, we don't keep track of assists, so he's out of luck. Gibson to the free throw line. 3 of 7 in this game at the line. Now 3 of 8.
Good thing we don't need free throws to win.
Oh, Hendricks with the rebound for Blue Island. Curta into the front court, driving on Devin Ross down the right side of the lane. He switches hands, gets the shot up, over the basket. Tyson with the rebound, outlet to Jones. Now Grant Gibson up for the layup. Good job by Tyson to realize where Denzel was out near half court, and good job by Denzel to see Grant cutting into the basket on the low end. On the right side, Curta, another three. That one is short. That one was online, but he didn't have enough oomph. Gibson with a rebound. Up court to Denzel. Steps past his man, into the lane. Shot up, won't go. Tyson had a hand on the rebound. It's deflected off the floor. Everybody watches it go out of bounds. They're going to say Tyson touched it last.
Well, I've got to think that Vinny Curta is a better shooter than what he's shown here, or he wouldn't be playing, because I think he's 0 for the half, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He must have taken 15 shots. I mean, he just, if I was one of his teammates, I'd say, you know, maybe we ought to have a little different plan here for the rest of this game.
Still down 14, 3 minutes to go in the game. Driving all the way in for the basket, Khalil Williams, and he's caused some real problems for the Silver Streaks defensively here in this fourth quarter, and he's got an and one after Tyson's fouled out of the game with that fifth foul. Cuts the deficit to 12 for the Cardinals at 71-59. We still have 2:58 to play in the game. Don't think that they can't erase that in very quickly in that amount of time. So this game is far from being over. Oh, now I think we got a correction. I think I heard 32, not 34, which means it's on Gibson, not Parks. So only the first foul of the game on Gibson, and Mike Reynolds will take that trade off anytime to keep Tyson on the floor.
Tyson smiling. He looked over, was wondering if he was coming out of the game or
Grant
what was happening.
Grant was smiling. One of the officials was smiling. So he must have had somebody had a nice joke about it down there.
Mike
Free
Reynolds,
throw's good.
Reynolds not smiling yet, though. They're back within 11 again.
With 2:55 to go in the game, into the front court. They break the press. Meeker takes it all the way. Somebody reached in, got a hand on it, and Ethan collides into the padding under the basket on the other end, but he's up quickly. Streaks are going to hang on to it.
I've always been surprised we don't have padding lining that wall farther than we do. It's right under the basket, but there's not a whole lot of room between the baseline and that concrete block wall. A lot of guys charge into it.
Meeker down to Gibson, steps to the basket, gets a shot up and in over the front of the rim. He is fouled and a chance at a three-point play, and that gives Grant 30 for the game now with 2:48 to go.
Helps to settle us down a little bit.
10 team fouls now on Blue Island Eisenhower. But again, free throws have not been the Silver Streaks' friend in this game, and there have been times throughout the season when they have not shot free throws well in a game. Even coming into this game, they have it at just under 62%, and really I'm kind of surprised the Streaks have gotten their free throw percentage up over 60% as much as they've struggled at times this year. Gibson gets that one up and in. So he's now 4 for 9 from the line, 5 in the quarter, and a full timeout on the floor with 2:48 to go, and the Streaks up 74-60. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com, and Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Bob and Tom Mornings and Pure Rock all day on the Laser.
74-60. Galesburg leads Blue Island Eisenhower. Second game of the day in the Martin Luther King Tournament. Second game of the tournament for the Silver Streaks after losing to Dunlap on Monday. Dunlap turned around and lost to Maine South to open the action here today at John Thiel Gymnasium. Maine South lost to Warren earlier this week. Warren and Manuka will play next after this one. And a long day already for this starting five. They have played much of this game. The Silver Streaks have never been able to shake the Cardinals, so consequently, Mike Reynolds has not gone real deep into the bench. A little bit of playing time for Logan Davis, J.J. Range, and Eric Thompson, but not enough of the breather for the starters to get burned on the defense. Lob on the inbound, or lob up high from down low to Kalen Hawkins. It's 74-62. Still within a dozen are the Blue Island Eisenhower Cardinals. Now Galesburg breaks the press. Ethan Meeker from out high tries to lob it in pretty hard to Tyson Parks cutting in from the right side. It hit the rim, and then Blue Island came away with it, then couldn't benefit at the other end with a missed shot, and the rebound deflected out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. Jordan Pearson in for Blue Island Eisenhower. Kalen Hawkins checks back in. Devin Ross will inbound from the left of the Eisenhower basket. Looking for Gibson. Jones was open briefly, and he's got to call timeout. That is the final Galesburg timeout. Streaks have to use their final timeout because they were in danger of turning it over on the 5-second call.
And this game grinding to a close, still 2:12 to go. And as we said during the break, as we were talking, Brad, Blue Island, when you're playing the system, you don't have a lot of quick games. You got a lot of stoppages of play. You're a lot of buzzers running guys in and out. Usually if foul situation at this pace, you're looking at both teams in the double bonus, probably in both halves in a lot of their games and all those points. It makes for a long time. But, you know, when they're down 10 or 12, this is what they want. This is a lot of stoppages of play. To see if they can't climb their way back in. The bad part for them is, as we said at the outset, they don't make free throws very often.
No.
At 40-some percent as a team, that is atrocious. And you get down by 12 points and you find yourself in one of these games where there's a lot of fouls, you're just not going to win at 40% on free throws.
And they're not shooting the ball well, certainly from three-point range, at all, very well at all in this game.
We got two threes in this half, none in the fourth quarter.
Galesburg girls fell to Morton earlier today in a game you heard on WGIL, 51-40. Streaks played well, just couldn't get over the top, fell behind early and just kind of stayed there the whole game, made little rallies, never could get the game tied back up. Blue Island Eisenhower forces another Galesburg turnover, 26 now, as it's poked away from the backside of Grant Gibson driving into the front court. Gets it over to Calviante Washington, misses a three-pointer. Gibson gets a hand on the rebound, battles for it with Kalen Hawkins, and they're going hard one-on-one against each other, and Hawkins gets called for a foul that leaves him plenty frustrated, his third of the game. Grant Gibson got an arm out there, was trying to fend him off.
And I don't know, has Grant sat down at all this game? He's been out there pretty much the whole thing.
I think you might be right, yeah. And he's back to the free throw line, as we mentioned just a moment ago. 4 of 9 from the free throw line. And maybe he's starting to get the feel for that one back as he makes a second one in a row. 13-point Galesburg lead, 75-62. 6 in the quarter, 23 in the half for Grant Gibson, 32 on the game.
So last night, a huge first half, and then second half, not much. Tonight, or today, first half, not a whole lot. Second half explodes on points.
Big game for Tyson Parks as well. Career high 19, and there is rebound number 16 for Tyson as he went way up for that one. Gibson shovels it over to Ethan Meeker into the front court to the right wing. Down low to Tyson. Works his way to the basket. That one gets blocked from the backside, and the rebound by Kalen Hawkins. Into the front court. Quick three. That one won't go. Denzel on the run with a rebound. Using his body to shield the ball with a left hand. He misses it. Rebound on the floor. Devin had a hand on it, and it's poked away from underneath by Romy Cook, and the Streaks will get it back.
It's not often when you're Denzel or anybody else that you get a defensive rebound and you look down the court, and it's just you. I mean, you just take all he had to do was head down the court. Now they had a couple of guys running behind him, but they just flooded everybody to the basket.
Meeker tries to feed Gibson on the inside. It's stolen away. Coming over from the weak side, Curta is blocked by Denzel Jones, who's slow to get up underneath. Still not up as the Streaks get the rebound. Lead to Grant Gibson to the break at the other end. He gets the wide open and a lone layup. And Denzel, talking to the official, is shaking his head, saying, "I'll be all right, I'll be all right." So he's going to stay on the floor. But the Streaks now up 16 with a minute to go. Out high, Khalil Williams. Denzel playing defense against Romy Cook, trying to go left. Denzel reaches in, tries to poke it away. The pass goes over right side up top to Lorenzo Smith, who hits a three.
First three of the fourth quarter for Eisenhower. Too little too late, still 13-point streak lead. Looks like they're going to keep the same people out there to finish the game now with a half minute to go. Things have slowed down a little.
Fouled from the backside, Lorenzo Smith got Denzel as the pass went to Denzel at the free throw line. And for Smith, that's just his first foul of the game. And two free throws coming for Denzel Jones.
I've got us for 15 rebounds in this quarter.
Wow. Well, lots of misses will help that. Free throw by Jones is short and off to the left.
Covered Eisenhower. You'd have to buy a new pen for every game. You run out of ink.
You might run out of sanity trying to keep up with all the numbers, too. Denzel misses them both. Romy Cook with a rebound. 13-point Gelsberg lead, 30 seconds to go. Quick three by Smith again. That one banks in. He made one the last time down purely. He banked that one in from about 21 feet away. Another steal by Eisenhower. The layup by Romy Cook. They are not going to give up. Just like that, they've cut the lead to 8, but there's only 17 seconds left. Galesburg for 28 turnovers in this game. I've only got Blue Island for one in the fourth quarter.
Yes,
is that possible?
Yeah, you're right. Well, they had 7 in the third quarter, but the third quarter is when we kind of turned the tables on them and
right.
ramped the pressure up and forced them into some mistakes. And, of course, we went crazy scoring points. But in this fourth quarter, I think Mike Reynolds thinking, well, you know, why are we going to go the whole distance of the court? We got another game to play tonight when things are in pretty good shape. So I don't blame him for not pressuring them the whole game, but I think that's, we probably could have spread the lead a little more if we wanted to go that, but they go deeper on the bench than
yes,
we do, too. We're,
right.
we're pretty thin on the bench right now.
16.8 seconds to go. It's 78-70 Galesburg. The Silver Streaks have put up 54 points here in the second half, 33 in the third quarter alone. And Logan Davis comes out on the floor. Denzel Jones is done for the final 17 seconds. But the other four starters are still out there. Devin Ross gets it into Logan Davis, who tries to get it back to Devin under the basket. It's knocked out of bounds. I thought Logan just threw it away.
Yeah.
They're going to say it was poked away from the backside by Eisenhower.
Yeah, I thought we caught a break there, too. We've had a few of those today.
14.7 seconds to go. Lob from Ross into the, well, not quite the front court. Gibson stops short of the half court line, dribbles it off his foot, right over to Logan Davis, who gets fouled. With Romy Cook coming over, I don't know why they don't just come over and cover up Logan and play defense there, because Logan's in a prone position in the front court, in the corner with nowhere to go. And they could have forced a turnover because the Streaks couldn't use a timeout. They don't have any of those left.
Yeah, although I'm sure they're looking at the clock thinking, well, we can't wait for this guy to get a five count here.
Logan hasn't been to the free throw line much this year, but he makes that one. That's only his third attempt on the season, his first point of the game. 79-70. Galesburg by 9, trying to hit 80 points, and that one is off the back of the rim. Rebound Washington, under 10 seconds to go in the game, though. On the right side, they'll fire another three by Smith. That one won't go this time. Rebound, Gibson had a hand on it, and then the horn sounds. Galesburg gets back on the winning side. They're 14-6 now on the season. Blue Island Eisenhower drops to 5-9 after the Streaks win it here today, 79-70. The postgame show is coming up next on WGIL, WGIL.com, and 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Cratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Cratty. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Happy New Year from all of us at Cratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Listen, my folks just bought a Camry, and I need your help.
Sure, I'm all ears.
Well, I never get to drive it.
Oh, I see.
And I really want to drive it. It looks so awesome.
True, it does look awesome.
Yeah, interior's great, super comfortable.
I can sit in it all day.
And the engine's really powerful. I mean, it looks fun to drive. Not that I would know.
Yeah, it is fun to drive.
So I was just wondering, can you talk to them? Convince them to let me pick up my sister from school?
Ooh, that's not really my job.
Mom? Hey, Dad? Someone here wants to talk to you.
Ooh, would you look at that? Got another call.
Experience the legendary Camry at your local Toyota dealer. Comfortable interior, available leather trim seats, and ultra smooth ride. It just might surprise you. Book a test drive at your Toyota dealer today and check out the Camry's style and comfort for yourself. It all starts at Toyota. Let's go places.
Backed by popular demand, Menards' 11% rebate sale is the perfect time to give your home a great new look. Receive an 11% rebate on everything in the store, even gift cards. With a deal this great, it's the perfect time to update any room in your home with 11% off paint, flooring, lights, and much more. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Hurry, good through January 18th. So save today with an 11% rebate on everything in the store.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in Plus Up Rewards during the Plus Up Rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today.
In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus Up Rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
The forecast from the Laser includes a winter weather advisory continuing until 6 o'clock tonight for Knox, Stark, and Peoria counties. Snow continuing 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible. Windy as well, gusts up around 25 miles per hour. High today of 28. Overnight low tonight of 13. Tomorrow sunny and a high of 36. Currently, it is 21 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
If there are any tax accountants available at the moment, we could use you to help us tabulate all of these numbers in this game here today. We might have them under control pretty well.
Oh, here's Mike.
Okay, well, let's talk to the head coach right now. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Silver Streaks defeat Blue Island Eisenhower 79-70. The Streaks are 14-6 on the season, and they're now 1-1 in this Martin Luther King tournament. And let's get things started with the head coach. Let's find out what his thoughts are on this game. Jim, take it away.
All right, well, Mike, I think it was either Tim Hyman or Terry Glasgow when they played against the system that when Grinnell played it, one of them called it an abomination to try and coach against that. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we couldn't do it in the first half, but you have to get over the fact that you're going to have twice as many missed shots, twice as many turnovers. You know, we couldn't get over that fact. I see guys getting upset at themselves and things. You got to get over that. You got to get over that part of it because it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and we've just got to – we did that at halftime. I said, guys, you can't worry about those missed shots. You can't worry about turnovers. You're going to get up more opportunities. You got to just keep taking the ball to the rim. Don't settle. But I really think we hit those couple threes in the third quarter. That really gave us a spark, you know, because I think those are where some of our guys are feeling comfortable. And Denzel hit one, then Grant, I think, hit two in a row, and that kind of busted it open.
Do you feel like they were playing too careful maybe in the first half then? We got
family considerations.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, not too careful, but maybe a little bit taking some shots maybe we shouldn't have taken. We wanted to get the ball to the rim as much as possible, and we did that in the second half.
Tyson Parks, we could see his leg was starting to bother him again there, but he played a lot of minutes in this, and obviously Tyson was just huge on both ends of the court for you.
Yeah, I don't know how many rebounds, but it felt like he had every one that was shot. So, I mean, he had a ton, you know, he's a winner. He wants to win, and those guys, and Denzel got banged up at the end, and that always frustrates you when you see that play so hard all game and it gets frustrated, you know, gets banged at the end, and, you know, he had a chance to maybe, you know, hopefully he'll be good for tonight. I think he probably will be, but, you know, it's going to be a tall test. You know, you look at Warren's team here and the athletes, they're rolling out there, but I know Tyson and Denzel will come to fight like crazy along with the rest of our guys.
What kinds of concerns do you have as a coach with a game like this that you play early on? You probably didn't go as deep on the bench as you maybe hoped to, knowing that you got to turn around and play Warren later on in the game. So how do you handle this break? How do you prepare for just a totally different style of game later on tonight now?
Well, we have some comfort against the 1-2-2. So, you know, I mean, I've coached against Ryan a lot, so I kind of know what to expect. And some of our guys, you know, we've played against Moline this year, and they've kind of run the same similar system. We just got to continue to move the basketball, continue to share the ball, and we'll be fine.
When you beat Warren in here in that upset a few years ago, now granted Ryan Weber wasn't their head coach, but I think it's still a similar type team. They're not as big as they were, but you really shot the three well. Do you think you need to do that again tonight?
I would say so, yeah. You know, we're going to have to shoot the ball well, and you know, you have to find enough rebounds to keep yourself competitive. And I think, you know, we're not going to be afraid to try to get this thing up and down the floor either. You know, we don't want to lose keeping it close to our vest. We don't want to do that. We want to lose or win, you know, throwing it all out on the table. And if we have enough, we'll win. If we don't, you know, we'll play Monday.
Do you think the kids are more comfortable then playing a game tonight as opposed to the one that it's just played here?
Oh, absolutely. That's the one thing the Grinnell system has, is they just continue to play wild and crazy, and they do it better than you do. That's why I said we got to play real basketball. You got to go 2-1-2. You got to try to get the ball to the rim and lay it in. We can't. You know, in the first half, I thought we jacked a couple, you know, those 8-9-footers that they want you to shoot. They want you to shoot, you know. So we were able to attack the rim and play well there. And I'm proud of our guys, because there was a point in the first half where they could have just said, it's not our day. We'll just roll it. You know, we'll come. You know, it's kind of like we did last year here, kind of rolled over. This group's a year older. It's got a little more competitive spirit, and I'm glad to see it.
It would have been disastrous as far as having any chance to win this tournament to lose to Eisenhower with what you've got coming up, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I told our guy, you know, you basically control your own destiny. You win all four games. You got as good a chance as anybody to win the tournament, you know, unless Dunlap just, you know, goes wild and beats everybody, too. So, but I think, you know, we like our chances. We like our chances at home. We play well here. And you know, these teams all had to travel here. You know, some of them played last night. Some of them didn't, but you know, they're all 15, 16, 17-year-olds. So we got to come out here and fight like crazy and see if we can find a way to win a game.
Thanks, Coach. We'll let you go scout.
All right, thank you.
Mike Reynolds joining us here in the postgame after Galesburg beats Blue Island Eisenhower 79-70, Galesburg's 14th win of the season. We'll take a look at final statistics when we come back, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. From John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win at 79-70, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com, and Pure Rock 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
It's Gene and Mike from the new Yem Ford in Galesburg.
We've kicked off 2014 with some exciting new renovations here at Yem Ford. There's more lighting on the lot. We also are updating the service department, detail, and truck shops.
In fact, you can look for lots of changes here over the next couple of months.
But what will never change is that Yem Ford is still number one Ford dealer in Galesburg, Monmouth, and the surrounding area.
Zero for 60 plus is back on select new 2013 and 2014 Fords in stock.
Like a new 2013 Ford C-Max Hybrid that gets 45 miles per gallon city, buy with zero for 60, plus you'll save over $2,800.
Or a new 2013 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4, get 0% for 60, plus you'll save over $8,800.
We can't wait to show you all the new changes happening inside and all the great deals happening outside.
At your new Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg, and at YemFord.com.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Galesburg gets back on the winning track here in the Martin Luther King Tournament. 79-70 over Blue Island Eisenhower. Silver Streaks 14-6. Eisenhower drops to 5-9. Our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, Jim. Let's take a look at the team numbers.
Well, plenty of shots taken in this one today.
That's one way of putting
138 to be exact. So you got to get paid double for that one today. Wow. Eisenhower, 27 of 78 from the field. 78 Man. Shots.
Wow.
Silver Streaks, 32 of 60, 53%, aided by that big third quarter. We were 14 of 19 from the field when we took control of this game, including a stretch of 8 straight field goals made, and actually 10 straight going into the fourth quarter. Rebounds, a lot of those with plenty of missed shots. Galesburg, 51 rebounds. Tyson Parks had about 49 of those, I think.
And, seemed like it.
And Eisenhower with 39 rebounds on the game. And the turnover count, you also expect to be high in this pace. 28 for the Silver Streaks, 21 for the Cardinals. And I think Mike Reynolds said it best. As a coach, you just have to, I don't know if you lower your expectations maybe, but you just have to adjust to being what it is, just that tempo and the pace of this thing. You're going to have some more sloppy ball. You're going to have more turnovers. You're going to have your team do things that you really hold your nose and don't like in most games. But to get through this style, you just put up with it because it's high reward as well. You're going to get a lot more opportunities in transition. You're going to get more open looks. You're going to put more points on the board. And so you just find a way to win it, I guess. You don't get any style points. You just find a way to win it, and that's what the Streaks did.
Blue Island Eisenhower. Oh, finishing the other team numbers. Eisenhower, 9 of 36 from three-point range, 7 of 12 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 4 of 7 from three-point range and 11 of 24 from the free throw line. So, again, a situation there that has to improve as the season goes along. We've said that from early on, and it's not there yet. Three players in double figures for the Cardinals, led by Romy Cook with 17. Kalen Hawkins finished with 13, and Khalil Williams with 10. Then you go down to Calvianti Washington, Kyle London, and Lorenzo Smith each had 6. Vinny Curta and Leal Williams with 5. And Maurice Ousley finished with 2. Nobody else for Blue Island Eisenhower scored. For the Silver Streaks, three players in double figures. Grant Gibson led the way with 35. A career high for Tyson Parks with 19, and I had him for 16 rebounds. I'm not so sure that maybe he didn't have a couple more in there that I didn't keep track of. I had Gibson for 9 rebounds as well, so he was one short of a double-double there. Denzel Jones finished in double figures with 10. Ethan Meeker just missed double figures with 8. He also had 7 rebounds. Devin Ross had 4. Eric Thompson, 2. Logan Davis, 1. And J.J. Range did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 79-70. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after this final break from John Field Gymnasium on WGIL, WGIL.com, and 92.7 FM, The Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Your buddies can do a lot for you.
Help you out when you're moving.
Lift you up when you're feeling down.
Invite you over for a Sunday football bash.
Borrow your snowblower and not give it back for 3 years.
Ah, buddies.
There's nothing like them. But there's one thing your buddy Hartley can do for you that the rest of your buddies can't.
He'll sit and wait patiently for you and be ready anytime you want to hit the American roads.
Your other buddy?
Always with an excuse.
Yeah, man, sorry. My wife's making me clean out the garage, sweep the basement, and go with her to get a pedicure.
Not your buddy Harley. He's always there for you. Especially the 2014 models.
Like the Ultra Limited with the new Boom GPS touchscreen.
Or the 2014 Street Glide with the high-output twin cam 103 engine.
The Tri-Glide Ultra.
And the convenient new foot-operated parking brake.
And not to be overlooked, the Electra Ultra Classic.
This thing is meant to cover every inch of the All-American Road.
And all the new 2014's got killer new radio systems.
Like I said, no one can ever replace your buddy.
But when your new buddy Harley moves into your garage,
hey, you got a friend for life.
And he won't try to hit on your girlfriend when you go to the kitchen for a beer.
He's Harley Davidson. Welcome to the world as we know it.
Bob and Tom mornings and pure rock all day on the Laser.
Streaks hold off Blue Island Eisenhower 79-70 after a lethargic first half in which, according to Mike Reynolds, maybe the team just played too conservatively. Got it up and running, 33 points in the third quarter, 22 in the fourth quarter, and they win at 79-70 to improve to 14-6. Jim Lee, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, was an easy one for us today.
It was, especially that third quarter when the Silver Streaks able to get out and get the lead and have that explosion. A lot of it triggered by Tyson Park's play on both ends of the court. He was just a monster rebounding on both ends and was putting the ball up in the basket on putbacks. A couple of times we missed shots, and he was right there. And it just seemed like on really every trip up and down the court for a stretch, he had his hands on the ball one way or the other. And so he was – and he brought so much energy, I thought, too. And obviously to be able to do that at this pace, you've got to be hustling. And so Tyson, pretty easy choice in this one.
7 of his 16 rebounds in that fourth quarter. So Galesburg again 14-6 now, 1-1 in this Martin Luther King tournament. Gurney Warren under former Silver Streak Ryan Weber as head coach now to play Minooka here coming up next. Our next game is against these Blue Devils of Warren High School at 8 o'clock tonight. If everything's running on time, our pregame at 7:40 on WGIL, again with a tip-off at 8 o'clock. Galesburg beats Blue Island Eisenhower 79-70. Our thanks to Brian Prescott and Nick Simpson at the downtown studios. For them, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Until we're back with you from John Thiel Gym later today, good afternoon for now from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.